This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, is everything going to work when I do this? Yeah, let's see. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I've got two stocks here. I'm getting ready to do the grand experiment, at least with the scout rifle. And I will let you know how that goes. For that ergonomic excellence that is available to you right now, go to boydsgunstocks.com. They won't let it go. They will not let it go. It has a whiff of the classic fake news. David Hogg and all of his foul-mouthed little high school buddies who made headlines and raked cash from their calls for gun control in the wake of the Parkland shooting have been elevated to the number one spot in Fortune magazine's annual list of the world's 50 greatest leaders. Leaders. Yes, I said leaders. Mike Allen at Axios got a sneak peek of the upcoming issue and reported it in his Vitals column this morning. Coming from Fortune editor-in-chief Clifton Leaf, if 2018 becomes the year the United States finally begins to tackle its disease of gun violence, it will be due not to the good sense of elected officials, but rather the courage, tenacity, and sheer eloquence of students. From the magazine's annual list of the world's 50 greatest leaders, number one, the students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and other schools. Number two, Bill and Melinda Gates, co-founders of the Gates Foundation. Number three, the hashtag MeToo movement. Number four, South Korean President Moon Jae-in. And number five, Ken Frazier, Merck, CEO. So of all the world leaders on the global stage today, they went for one famous for his petulance, immaturity, and string of losing causes, not to mention the fact that he can't speak civilly on the air despite things like FCC regulations getting in his way. Now, young Mr. Hogg and his little buddy certainly knew how to make headlines for the gun control calls in the wake of the Parkland shooting, but this is a guy whose brand of leadership is to refuse to accept a gracious apology from radio host Laura Ingraham that I never would have given. I would never would have given that little punk the satisfaction of being apologized to. I still mean it. The schools he applied to are not taking him, and, he's decided to. It's very convenient. He's decided to take the first year off to work on the elections. His other leadership achievement is basically to have drawn a lot of celebrity money to his protest, which in turn drew a lot of people. But the issue dropped like a stone as other news stories drew attention. So why are these media darlings now seen as more worthy of the title of leader? To be a leader, this indicates that you are going to follow him. is he a leader in the sense of the military leaders that we have that we're turning out right now? And others who overcome obstacles and inspire the people beneath them to persevere and fulfill the mission and, stuff like that. The Parkland David Hogg is nothing comparable to the North Carolina David Hogg of far higher achievements, for one, or the other students who don't see things Hogg's way and get ignored in the press. Does Hogg have any prospects of moving the needle on gun control itself, given the public's long history of opposing it? No, not at all. Not even. He's just turning his newfound fame into a money-making opportunity and a bid to stay in the spotlight with a book coming out called Never Again. I'm sure he wrote it himself. The Parkland shooting has been very good for his bank book. What Fortune magazine is guilty of here is having fallen for infatuation with youth and mistaken it for leadership. Hogg knows this, and which is why he's being so manipulative. Their entire list is composed of leftists, as if lefties are desperate to have people to look up to in these long, dark days of Trump. They can call it what they want, but the rest of us see it as a, you know, hagiography of the left's favorite leftists. And, you know, Fortune used to be a distinguished magazine with a high reputation. Now they've fallen. If they can substitute the Parkland gun control as activism for actual leadership, well, okay. Okay. So, that part is, I don't know. I don't know. Now, I want to ask a question. I'm about to start something on YouTube that will not be blocked by YouTube, I don't think, until they take everything over and kick all the creators off. So that means it will be out there for a little bit. And this is going to be ideas for people my age and older to try to be healthier in the context of being combat effective. Now, being combat effective when you're a younger man is a very short window of opportunity, and it's over with in the blink of an eye. It can be over with quicker than that if you get hurt while you're actually training to do the stuff. So getting out there and actually training to be that way is a problem all unto itself. It will hurt you in some ways. In some ways, you may just weather it. It's not, you know, it just depends. When you get to be my age and you're still trying to do some of this stuff, and there would be people that would say, well, why are you trying to do this stuff? Well, because if I can do that stuff, I'm probably healthy. There are some things I can't fix. You know, there'll be some things that, like while I'm trying to lose weight, it doesn't matter how much weight I lose, my joints are still going to be in certain places just shot. So I might have to find ways around that. I might have to find ways to mitigate pain. I might have to find ways to mitigate stiffness and lack of flexibility. And I think they're out there. The big thing that is bothering me is that I see a lot of people my age that get hurt or get sore or, you know, get arthritis or get pain or whatever it is, and they stop moving. And then when they stop moving, it becomes easier and easier to not move. And then before long, you've gained a lot of weight and you've done this, you've done that. I mean, it happened to me and it wasn't about pain. It was about time. So that's coming very shortly. It's the Salty by 60 thing I'm talking about. That this means a 3-year journey that I'm going to be on fighting to remain flexible, mobile, you know, as healthy as I possibly can be. Will that be interesting for anybody? I mean, I'm going to do it whether it is or not. I mean, it's not one of those things that I'm going to be like, if the polls go the wrong way, it's not like I'm going to pull the plug. I'm definitely going to do it. But I just wanted to know if that would interest anybody. And if it does, contact me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. That way, if you have any ideas for things you'd like to see, you know, and I'm going to be doing it from a man's standpoint, I can probably get some female help, but I will have to seek it from outside. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the embodiment of white privilege and what it is reaping today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is ergonomic excellence developed over I don't know how long. Ready and waiting for you. And all you have to do is go to boydsgunstocks.com. Pick it out. Get it ordered. They'll make it for you. Okay. I've always known this about Starbucks, despite the fact that I am a patron of Starbucks. It's company run by mostly affluent white people and mostly Democrats who apologize guiltily for their privileged white affluence so that the other affluent privileged white Democrats with whom they socialize will commend them for apologizing for their privileged white affluence. It's the white affluent Democrat version of a pity party. In the wake of last week's arrest of two black men at a Philadelphia Starbucks, the DMIC, the Democrat Media Industrial Complex, was once again gifted the white man preying upon innocent black men narrative. This one will never lose its addictive, bloody, red, raw meat appeal to Democrats who believe that whites and police conspire on a daily basis to keep blacks manacled in slavery and oppression. It is virtually impossible for Democrats not to view the world in their with their identity politics tint in their eyesight. They can't see any situation uncolored by race, gender, religion, ethnicity, or any trait that always falls into lifestyle choice or unchosen accident. Lifestyle choices and unchosen traits aren't skills, though. So the first question I always ask myself is this. Self, will there be any evidence, even a scintilla, that the Starbucks manager's decision to call the police on the black man was racially motivated? At this time, no such evidence has been presented. And did the manager who called 911 on the men because they took a seat in the cafe and didn't order food or drinks overreact? Yeah. And the overreaction is more funny than nefarious. The black men said they were waiting for a friend, and perhaps they were. That didn't make the manager racist. It made her zealously zealous, if you will. And even though published reports have stated that she left the company of her own volition, I have no doubt that Starbucks forced her out. Why would you give a hoot about your employees anyway, right? But there's also something else. For Democrats, everything and anything is a right. I mean everything and anything. It's ironic that people who believe that everything is a right are oh so quick to infringe upon rights when they don't agree with them. The adage from Orwell's Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Democrats have transferred their unconstitutional everything is right tyranny to businesses of all sizes. Like the Colorado baker, Jack Phillips, who in 2016 refused to make a cake for what two men were calling a wedding, and the Supreme Court is expected to make a ruling in the next few months on that. So, yes, public accommodation laws give black men and white men and men who think they're women the right to enter the cafe, but there is, or at least should be, a give and take. A business, conversely, does not have the right to make its own reasonable demands, or it actually does have that right, excuse me, like no shoes, no service, restrooms for customers only, no soliciting. If I'm asked to leave a place of business because I've not paid for anything, that's called the real world. That's called real life. It's called adult life or any other descriptor, you know, that's an anathema to the Democrats. What it's not is an infringement upon one's 14th Amendment right to equal protection. Then the issue is never the issue. A handful of scenarios are at work here. Since Starbucks is run by mostly affluent whites, led by a former CEO and current chairman and affluent white Democrat Big Bucks campaign contributor, Howard Schultz, the Seattle-based corporation is fueling the fire of America's white Democrat problem. Police in Philadelphia arrested the black men because of their skin color. Now, if true, why are police in this city run only by Democrat mayors and 90% Democrat city councils for the last 20,000 consecutive days doing that. The manager made a hasty and overactive decision, which is all of us are guilty of from time to time, unless you're a Democrat, in whose case you're doing it all the time. And does that mean the manager spends his spare time burning crosses in the front yards of black Americans' families and Sieg Heiling or fellow bazooka-carrying Christian cultist Mein Kampf-reading Aryan Nation book club members? Probably not. The manager was a raging racist holic Starbucks manager, which, according to Democratic logic, means all Starbucks managers are raging racist holics. And I suspect that number three is probably the most likely scenario. And the Starbucks even have guidelines for this kind of situation? And if so, did affluent, privileged white people write these policies, these guidelines? Starbucks has long fancied themselves an activist company. In 2016, they opened a cafe in Ferguson, Missouri, with the hands up, don't shoot. That fulfilled a promise that they had made to invest in 15 communities that the company identified as underserved. After last year's Charlottesville, Virginia encounter, Schultz lamented violence against non-whites, but must have had a free trade espresso-induced brain freeze when he forgot that violence is also committed against white people. Democrats, not Republicans, are the party of white gazillionaires, and this is one of the great DMIC cover-ups. Democrats turning on Starbucks, which has had accusations of racism leveled against it in the past, is a classic example of cannibalization, which doesn't surprise me at all. Self-victimization is the new celebrity status, and it's a pillar of what the Democratic Party is selling, namely the European Union-style collectivist socialism. So when a voting base has so many competing victim factions, a kind of Lord of the Flies inevitability occurs, and those who stay home on election day are voting Democrat. Speaking of flies, I would give anything to be a fly on the wall for one of those racial bias training Starbucks will conduct in each of their 8,000 stores starting on May the 29th. And on that day, 175,000 workers will overdose on the cult of diversity, the virtue of inclusion. And how white people, even the nice ones, perpetrate and cultivate systemic racism. No black coffee jokes, please. Starbucks has dropped all charges against the black American men, and they should because they didn't do anything wrong. But I'm sure, you know, getting arrested is a pain. It's happened probably to everybody I know. Was their arrest unfair? Yeah. But these guys are going to be marketed by the Democrats as the modern-day Rosa Parkses. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's, what they've done is they have looked over time at the variety of people. And out of this, they have figured out, well, you know what, one size does not fit all. So they have tried to devise a way to make enough sizes and enough shapes to fit everybody that might want to come and get one of their gun stocks, and they have succeeded. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, in Iowa, and I didn't even know this was a thing, in Iowa, criminals who use imitation guns are not treated as harshly under law as are criminals who use real guns. It seems, I guess to some people, an obvious policy decision. When criminals use imitation gun, the vast majority of the risk is on the criminal. They are more likely to be shot. They are not able to shoot back. They are relying on the power of bluff and image to coerce people who they are attempting to victimize. It seems like a win-win for law and order, or so some people would say. In a recent AP article, a county attorney and a police chief want to change that. Police say, this coming from USNews.com, they say that they would support stronger deterrence in the law against people using them like real weapons. The worry is twofold. First, that people are using them to commit crimes, and second, that a situation could arise where, in self-defense, a civilian or a police officer would shoot someone, you know, displaying one. Now, it's illegal to carry a concealed real firearm in city limits without a concealed carry permit. Sioux City Code does allow for the carry of look-alike toy weapons, such as hand BB guns, provided they are not discharged. Are they actually discharged when you pull the trigger on this? Police can only confiscate such weapons if they're used in a crime. You are not going to come across a lot of cops who have not patted down someone for weapons and found simulated weapons at one point or in time. So says Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller. But there's a kind of gap in the law that allows police officers to act. Now, Woodbury County Attorney P.J. Jennings says the trauma experienced by the victim of a criminal using an imitation gun is the same as if the criminal had a real gun. And that would apply if criminals with real guns never shot people. If the criminal has a real gun, the victim has a real chance of being shot. If the gun is fake, the chance of being shot with its non-existent is non-existent. Iowa law has additional penalties in place for the use of dangerous weapons. Dangerous weapons are defined in Iowa law. A dangerous weapon is any instrument or device designed primarily for the use of inflicting death or injury upon a human being or animal, and which is capable of inflicting death upon a human being when used in the manner for which it was designed, except a bow and arrow, when possessed and used for hunting or any other lawful purpose. Additionally, any instrument or device of any sort whatsoever which is actually used in such a manner as to indicate that the defendant intends to inflict death or serious injury upon the other, and which, when so used, is capable of inflicting death upon a human being, is a dangerous weapon. Now, an imitation firearm is a relatively inexpensive tool to use in violent crimes. It competes directly with other low-price alternatives like knives and clubs. Criminals armed with knives and clubs are more likely to cause injury to their victims than are criminals armed with guns. The result would be amplified with imitation guns, as the risk of gunshot injuries would be eliminated. An imitation firearm that is not designed for inflicting death or injury is not a dangerous weapon. So, committing a robbery with an imitation firearm has a maximum sentence of 10 years, while using a real weapon results in a maximum sentence of 25 years, everything else being equal. California differentiates between imitation guns and real guns in their laws on brandishing, from ShouseLaw.com. Brandishing a pistol, revolver, or other firearm capable of being concealed upon the person in a rude, angry, or threatening manner in a public place is a minimum 3-month to maximum 1-year jail sentence and or a maximum $1,000 fine. Brandishing any other firearm or brandishing a firearm or another in the public place in the same manner, a lot less than 3 months in a county jail. Brandishing an imitation firearm, not less than 30 days in county jail. Now, I didn't really know this was actually a topic for debate. My feeling is if somebody comes up on you with an imitation firearm and they're trying to rob you or something, well, that's pretty doggone stupid. That's pretty doggone stupid. Now, maybe in cities like New York and Los Angeles and places like that, I could see where the imitation firearm. It reminds me of the movie Raising Arizona, where they're always talking to Nick Cage's character. He's always up for parole. He gets out of jail. He commits another robbery, and every time he commits another robbery, the parole board goes, "Well, H.I., you didn't use ammunition in your gun, and we know you didn't mean nobody no harm." And he gets parole. So, some of these people that are setting this policy, they believe the criminal is putting the victims at lower risk and is putting themselves at higher risk. And believe it or not, they believe that this is behavior that should be encouraged. They believe this way society wins, and encouraging criminals to take on more of the risk for antisocial behavior is a positive thing. Criminal law generally has lower penalties for crimes with lower risk for the victim. Non-confrontational crimes like burglary have lower penalties than home invasions. So, would you prefer to confront a robber armed with an imitation gun instead of a real one? Would you prefer to confront a robber armed with an imitation gun instead of a knife or club? Many criminals are ignorant of the law. Incentives do not always have a significant effect, so many criminals intuitively believe using an imitation gun is safer than using a real gun. In this case, the law would reinforce an existing belief, so the chance of success is greater. So are criminals using more imitation guns? Are there any negatives to this trend? Here's the problem with this. Have you ever heard of a criminal using an imitation gun? I'm sure it happens. But are there any, I mean, is there anything making the news where today, in a robbery that looked like it was used with imitation guns, the criminals, of course, did something better for society? Is that happening and I'm just not catching it? I don't know. I don't know. So, anyway, having said that, seeing as how I train for the real gun, the problem with that is when I'm in a self-defense mode, am I supposed to sit back and try to read the side of the slide of the gun to see if it is, does it say imitation or Desert Eagle .50 AE? Is that on me? Seems like what you would do is you would say, well, you know, a really good idea would be just not to be a criminal. And then you don't have to worry about that, you know, that whole occupational hazard of being perforated when you're going in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the advantage of having all of that R&D in place already, ready for you. They've already had somebody with people with arms that are as long as your arms, with bodies that are as long as your bodies, or thick as your bodies, or as wide as your bodies, legs, everything. They've done it all. They've already looked at it. And now the results of that R&D is waiting for you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, here we have a... This is coming at the FBI over NICS, right? Coming out of New York, a civil rights attorney, Paloma A. Capanna, has announced the filing of a petition for writ of certiorari to the United States Supreme Court in the case of Robinson et al. V. Sessions et al. And it requests permission to appeal to the nation's high court of privilege granted to approximately 80 cases per year. This is a case that concerns the civil rights of individuals who lawfully purchase a firearm through an FFL using the NICS background check system. Because they have been doing this, the government defendants have admitted it compares every firearms customer against the terrorist screening database, even though an NICS to TSDB match cannot result in the denial of the attempted firearm purchase. So, in other words, what's been going on is that when you go get a background check, you know how they wanted to make a list of people that couldn't be on the no-fly list and make them not, you know, give them the gun buying prohibition? They're doing it anyway. They're doing it anyway. The plaintiffs charge that this violates the Brady Act restrictions on the FBI use of customers' personal information. And it's sort of widespread. Bill Robinson, the lead plaintiff, he says the FBI has run more than 222 million background checks for firearms purchases against the terrorist screening database without the legal authority to do so. Brady Act guaranteed our right to privacy for the information we fill out on the ATF form 4473, and the FBI is violating the black letter of the law, which means literally they're violating it. It's not about the spirit of the law or the intention of the law. They're violating it in total. Capana describes this case as unusual because the government has already admitted all of the material allegations made against it. Yeah, we did it. Yeah. Robinson v. Sessions needs to be heard by Supreme Court because the FBI reads and quotes law but then does not follow it. And if we can't stop the FBI's activities in this case, where all the allegations are admitted, then we are one giant step closer to the implementation of a government supercomputer where all of your personal information is linked. Anybody heard that one? There have been 222 million background checks done by the FBI and comparing you to the terrorist watch list. See if you're on it. Even though, by law, they can't deny you that purchase, and now the question becomes, have they? I guess. Have they denied any purchases because of that? That's bigger than it sounds. That's not nearly as innocuous as you may think it is. This is that whole dark state thing. This is exactly what that's about, where they're making it up as they go. So, should people go to jail over this? Yeah. Should the FBI stop this and be made to stop this? Yeah. I bet nobody had heard that before, because I had not heard that before, and I try to listen. We're sending troops right now to the border. One of the reasons that I joined the military when I did was because we had sent troops to Beirut. We had sent Marines to Beirut. And the Marines in Beirut, one day they were sitting there in Beirut in their barracks, probably doing what Marines do, what military men do. They're reading books and magazines, writing letters and playing cards and maybe basketball or something, whatever. They were in garrison. They were doing what they do. And this truck full of explosives rumbled through the gate. The guards there had weapons with empty magazines in them. So even though they had weapons, they had no ammo. They got to watch the truck roll through their little encampment there. And then detonate in front of the barracks, killing, I think, 220-some-odd Marines. They were there on a military mission with no ammo. Now we have Federalized Army and Air Guard personnel that are being deployed to our southern border to help detect and apprehend cross-border drug traffickers, illegal gun traffickers, and illegal immigrants. That sounds and is very dangerous, and it's a very dangerous place to be. So are we going to once again be treated to painful photos of uniformed American soldiers walking around in hostile areas, dangerously vulnerable, but in a disgraceful state of unreadiness, carrying rifles and pistols which are obviously unloaded or not carrying guns at all, even unloaded ones? Will these soldiers be led once again by nervous, risk-averse commanders who are piteously afraid and therefore don't trust them or even themselves with guns? This has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new, okay? This is nothing new. I was on guard duty one time in Germany. And, I mean, we were in a remote area. And this was when the Biedermannhof gang was still operating in Germany. When I got to Germany, they'd blown up the Rhein-Main airport. We had to drive serpentine to go around all the armored cars with all of the 50 cals and all the dogs and all the MP5s that were out there. Now, the German Polizei took it pretty serious. Now, of course, we didn't get to because we were going to places. All of this, by the way, is this going to happen under Donald Trump and Mad Dog Mattis? Isn't all of that supposed to have changed? Are we going to put high dollar, and listen, it takes a lot of money to train a person to be in the military. It sure does. And so these are high dollar assets. Are we going to put high dollar assets out there with no means to defend themselves? Our pathetic unarmed forces, our self-demeaning fearfulness, is it going to be a thing of the past? Will we once again see that the sheep don't trust the sheepdogs any more than they trust the wolves? Now, when they see that nothing has changed, no doubt Pancho Villa's great-grandsons will no doubt be thrilled with this beyond idiotic unarmed force response from the still sissified and therefore thus gun-free America. John F. Kennedy, he said, we are not afraid to entrust American people with unpleasant facts, foreign ideas, alien philosophies, and competitive values. For a nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market, it is a nation that is afraid of its own people. Yeah. So we need to be paying attention to that, too. The first part that I talked about, though, that is massive. That is massive. This is where this is the FBI. This is like, yeah, I've watched a lot of movies. This is when Jason Bourne starts making up his mission. That's what the FBI is doing there. They don't have any central authority watching them, telling them what to do. They're just making it up as they go. And that's a very dangerous, dangerous thing for them to do. Especially when they wield the title of law enforcement. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.